Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trick Podcast. Joy goes to the end this beautiful Friday, June 28th. There's my dog, Roxy. Hello, Roxy. Today, indeed, is June 28th. She loves the bell when I ring it. Actually, Roxy is our new dog. So welcome to our house, Roxy. We miss our beautiful Daisy. She passed away in, I think it was March of this year. But we got Roxy about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So we welcome Roxy to our family. So glad that you're here, our beautiful dog. Talking today about what to do when you're bored and uninspired. When you're bored and uninspired, I don't know if you are at a season like I am. After you go through a ton of really fear and anxiety and trauma and all these things that I've been through the last certainly hardcore 2 years and maybe even longer, I would say since my last church, when I was at a church here in the area, and I think that ended in 2016, 2017, so, or maybe it was 2018. Yeah, I think it was 2018. So anyway, about 6 years ago, five, 6 years ago. No. It was during that pandemic, so it was 2021, right after that pandemic, so it's been 3 years. Anyway, in these 3 years of a lot of recovery, I'm very proud of what God, my wife and I, and have done to really recover a lot of what I was dealing with in terms of identity and work and what to do next steps, a lot of kind of growth. And so now I thank God for the peace that I feel in life. But then I think my personality, being a three and et cetera, I've been dealing with this idea of now what? Where's the excitement and the passion and the why this boredom? I've always dealt with boredom as a creative. When I was at a church in the area, another church, I was there for many years, and I kept dealing with the same thing, and so I would create new things every 6 months, and the church grew tremendously. A lot of great things happened in those years that I was there, a lot of exciting stuff. And currently, I think that's harder for many reasons to do that at work. In my personal life, I feel the same way in terms of working out or getting a new car, fixing my car. I've been dealing with this bumper and AC, you know, just car stuff. And we have five cars among our beautiful family of five. So I think sometimes with my old car, I have a 2003 car. We have a lot of old cars in our family. Well, half and half. I get tired, as any, I think, anyone would, of fixing old cars. You know, that constant journey of fixing old cars. Excuse me, really. Of trying to fix old cars and maintaining old cars and doing it yourself, DIYing it, and then you finally get fed up and you take it somewhere, you pay a bunch of money, and then things aren't fixed. So I think coming out of this season of so much fixing of personal stuff and health-related stuff and all that stuff, both Rochelle and I have been dealing with similar stuff. She lost her father, her mother. She lost her job. I lost my job 3-4 years ago. I lost my uncle. My other uncle's dealing with some health scares. So it's been a season of a lot of loss, not having her parents at graduations this year and birthday parties and the grief that comes along with that, losing our dog Daisy, as I mentioned. Seeing our son move away to college, which is a good thing, but still just a lot of L's, as you would call it. And then, yeah, just getting older and just, I never feel like working out or eating all that metabolism and laziness and eating stuff. I think what my therapist would say is that this is normal and good to feel bored, to what he would call have a steady life. And I hate steadiness. But I'm finding out that that is a better place to be than chaos. Now, is it better than creativity and adventure? Of course not. I want an adventure. I want, I wish, I long for a new adventure. I don't want to travel. I'm not a traveler. We've been to Europe and Hawaii and Oregon, and you know, I'm to me, adventure is really it's related to the church, related to what I love to do: music and podcasting and preaching and growth and excitement in my work. And then, of course, yeah, my physical fitness and feeling my best and taking care of my body. And then, of course, yeah, income and buying a new car or fixing the house and having extra income to fix things. Of course, I want all those things. Instead, it's more of a steady kind of season and financially, etc., where it's just boring. It's good because it's not chaos and it's not trauma, but it's boring because it's not exciting, nor does it have a lot of potential. And I think that a man, I do definitely need this feeling of potential, of this could blow up in a good way. This could explode and this could become a church of 1,000 or 5,000. This podcast could touch the world. This song could change lives. And I'm doing all those things, but I don't have that sense anymore that these things can really become amazing because of pain. Even at work, you know, there's been so much pain and they're still dealing with it and ups and downs. There isn't yet, and I believe God can do it, but yet there isn't yet this momentum, this feeling of let's go, let's see God do amazing things. It's more a rebuilding kind of time, and I get bored with all the details of rebuilding and buying the supplies to rebuild the foundation. I am one that likes when the foundation has been built and maybe the first floor, and we can now build a skyscraper, 10 floors, and dress it up and make it awesome and put an incredible band on top of the roof and record the next Beatles record. That's my gifting. I'm not so much of an entrepreneur. I'm too lazy for that. I'm more of an intrapreneur that once something has been built, then I can make it sing, shine. And I'm the miracle grow, I always say, of a house or of a garden. I make beautiful things better. And I am doing that to some degree. But as I said, there are too many areas where it just feels like I have to be entrepreneurial and start from scratch or even from the bottom. And that kind of stuff is just less exciting for me. I'm more of a creative, empath, feeler, go-getter, and don't really enjoy the weeds of entrepreneurship, meaning the first year or the first second stages. So I'm not a church planter, because when you're a church planter, it's all about go, 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 hustle, 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 and setting up chairs and buying gear, and it's just not my cup of tea. I like the second, third, fourth stage. I like the second half of any project. But I find myself in most areas of my life starting from scratch or at ground zero or one. And so it's not that it's bad, it's just very unmotivating and boring until we build, and then we can enjoy it. So it's a lesson in stability, in patience, in endurance, in doing the little things that go a long way so that you can see the success. I guess I'm used to, in a bad way, or maybe it's just my gifting, to seeing something already going and then, as I said, moving in and making it awesome. But God is teaching me in this season to start from scratch and have boring meetings and do boring calendars and do all the boring stuff behind the scenes, so that you can get to the fun stuff. And so that's the growth in me as a leader. And it's not fun nor motivating, but it is what it is. In my personal life, the same thing. You know, I don't want to wait for some health scare to work out and eat better and lift weights and run and all the things that are just right there to do. No one's stopping me from running or eating less. And my motivation in that is very low. Same with, like I said, fixing things or buying new clothes or new shoes and, you know, all that stuff. You kind of get in a rut. I feel like I'm in a rut. And, you know, really, it's not a rut. As my therapist says, when you are in fear mode and survival mode, you can take care of. You're not going to be thinking of buying new shoes and your fashion. You're just thinking of survival. And that's really what I think, to be fair to myself, what has been happening for these last few years. I've been in survival mode, and I thank God that I have survived and that we are back to square one. Rochelle and I, our jobs, our family, our income, our wellness, mental health, as I said, overcoming grief, not overcoming, but going through the grief and loss that we've experienced in so many areas. And so our marriage is strong. Our children love us. They love Jesus. They're all college graduates. David is in his last year. He just played drums with me last week. I mean, there's so many beautiful things happening. Roxy, as I mentioned, her beautiful dog, she joined our home just a few weeks ago. So a lot of good things. It's just not the fun things yet. And so what do you do when there's no fun and you have to just do the boring stuff? I don't know. I'm not really good at it, except you're faithful and you do it and you celebrate. My therapist says, you thank God for the wins and for the joys, and you celebrate and you hold on to the joys, because when the sadness or the boring comes back, or the anxiety or the fear comes back, which it often does, you can hold on and hang on to those joys. And so gratitude, rehearsing with new vocalist, Roxy, our new dog, of course, my beautiful wife and I, she's home for the summer. That's beautiful and so exciting to have her home. As I said, our son is here for the summer, as he waits for the next year to start. And let's see. Yeah, his car is great. My mommy was just here. She was here for 3-4 months, and that was awesome. We had a jam session at work at church. That was awesome. A lot of young people came out and had a great time. As I said, my son came. My dear friend Matias, shout out to Matias, helped me so much. A lot of good things that have been happening that I'm thankful for. On Wednesday night, even, I had a great meeting with some new people that I had and that I wanted to get to know better, and that was really fun. Tonight, I'm doing some recording, and Sunday as well, with some new friends. And last week, I also recorded with another friend who's doing a record. I'm producing it. A lot of fun things. They're not fun. Let me take that back. A lot of just first steps. And not yet the fun or the results or the amazing results. But as again, my counselor says, let go of the outcomes. And for a adrenaline junkie like me, a adventure seeker like me, I have a lot of seven in me who always wants to be on the go, 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 or in the chaos. Then having steadiness can be boring, but really it's just step one towards excitement. So lessons I'm learning. I hope you can learn from my own journey, as maybe you're dealing with similar stuff. And so learning to be grateful, embracing the joys is what I'm trying to do. And then also to even do things that I've always loved. Like, for example, something I'm not doing a lot of, which I love, is teaching the Word of God. But the other night I had a meeting, like I mentioned, and I brought my Bible. I mean, I don't think I'd done that in a long time, because I'm not doing a lot of preaching or teaching, but I brought my Bible and just did a little quick Bible study, just 5-6 minutes, and I know it blessed people. One of the team members wrote me an email saying, thank you for your godliness. I'm really inspired by it. And so that meant a lot to me, because that is a big part of who I am. And yeah, I'm not preaching in front of hundreds or thousands or even one person, but I did that night, and that was beautiful. And so grateful, gratitude, hanging on to those joys. And building, putting those joys together like when you're building a fire at the beach and a bonfire, you put the little sticks together, and eventually, in time, with the grace of God and the oil and the fluid, lighter fluid, whatever you do, eventually it becomes a uncontainable fire and an amazing dream. What's McManus's book? Something fire, I think he named his first book. Let me actually look it up, because it's such a great book. An Unquenchable Fire. I know that's a U2 CD as well. Let's see. Irwin McManus books. I'm also thinking, as I said, of that U2 song. But let's see. My computer has been kind of stuck lately. There we go. Let's see. Uprising Revolution. Chasing Daylight. An Unstoppable Force. There it is. That's the one I was thinking about. An Unstoppable Force. So yeah, you build until your project, your life becomes an unstoppable force in Jesus' name. So that's the assignment, that's the challenge before us. Maybe you don't have an adventure yet, but you're building and you're putting together the little pieces, little sticks of wood towards an unquenchable, unseizable what was it? Unseasonable fire? I already forgot. My Joe Biden. Let's see. What was it again? An unstoppable force? No, it was a, looking it up right here. A, where is it? There it is. An unstoppable force. Yes, indeed. Unstoppable force. So there you go. Thanks so much for being here. I hope that helps you. I'll see you next time. If you'd like to get my coaching, you can email me at triggerdavidtrigg.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at davidtrigg. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios. Don't know who I am. Why don't you tell me?